Right, and we really didn't get pushed in that way last week, Vaughn. You know, there was zero return yards in last week's game. So each week, different returners, different styles. We've added, you know, a good bit of speed to our team's units, and, you know, especially in punt, you know, and both, you know, field goal kickers, big legs, you know, with Prater hitting deep ones as well and touchback. So we'll see what happens on kickoff return and kickoff coverage for both teams. But really in punt is where you're really going to be tested. And our gunners outside specifically, it's such an important part of what we do. But the way Bosch, you know, can hit it, you know we can hang it up. And we're relying on that speed to go down and really make some good tackles.
And you talk about Bosch, and you know he's capable of coming whatever way you need to keep things at bay. But what about those gunners, and what have you seen from them?
Yeah, really last week, Hardy was somebody that jumped out. Hardy and Goodwin are probably the guys that have jumped out the most so far, Vaughn, at that job. We would try to make a real emphasis of it in training camp. I don't know if you were there on some of the practices even where we brought those guys in and said, this is the battle. You know, who's going to be the hold-up guys, the gunners? And so I was really, you know, pleased with their strain. And then we'll see if they want to put, you know, two guys into a vice or single block people. And that's usually a decision that happens outside at gunner. Do they commit two guys to a player and, you know, have six in the box? Or do they, you know, put eight guys in the box and leave the gunners singled up? So it's part of the cat and mouse game that happens on punt and punt return each week. Are you backed up punting, plus 50 punting? Those are all big topics. But we really put the work in that area. So we recognize it's a challenge for sure, and one we're looking forward to.